Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And yeah, on Nick's comments, I want to comment before we go back to the lines. Nick comes in with some comments on the other side. Nick, I'd only say this to you, though. Let's suppose you're Johnny Depp, and let's suppose Amber Heard exaggerated some things and made some things up. She wrote an article without naming you, along with the ACLU, about abuse of women, okay? You weren't named in it, guy. You weren't named in it. And I got something else to say to you. If you are in a relationship with a woman and you called her a psycho, was the word that was used. I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe it was, or that she made some stuff up or exaggerated. Do you think she forged the text that said, quote, let's burn Amber's body after we drown her, and then I will F her, and he used the whole word, to make sure she's dead, end quote? Do you think that Amber Heard forged that? Well, she didn't forge it, because Johnny Depp testified that he sent it. What kind of animal sends something like that? If you're in a relationship with somebody who you think is disturbed in some respect or saying some false stuff about you, get out of it. Don't say you're going to burn them. Don't say you're going to drown them. Don't say you're going to F them to make sure they're dead, because someday somebody's going to turn that over to the DA. And if you threaten that against someone, you're threatening to kill them. Johnny Depp threatened to kill Amber. Okay? And what I am afraid of, she wrote a very restrained article about the subject of abuse along with the ACLU. Very restrained article. It's an important subject. And now there will be slap suits. And if you have wealthy people like this Johnny Depp, what's going to happen is they will sue them and scare them into not getting help. That's what I don't like about it. So that judge out in Virginia, if they have any ability at all, and maybe they're not listening to the show, of course, get rid of this case on motions after verdict. You can direct a judgment the other way. Throw that Johnny Depp out of court. Dan of Madison, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Dan of Madison.
Good morning, Matt. This whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing, I think you're oversimplifying it a little bit. Now, I'm not going to argue that Johnny Depp is a good person. I'm not going to defend him. That's not why I'm calling. But one, just a few clarifications. That lawsuit in England was not against Amber Heard. That was against the newspaper, and he sued them for libel. That case was thrown out because there was not enough evidence that he was libeled. So it's not apples and oranges. They're not the same thing. You can't say that case was thrown out in England already. It wasn't. It was a different case. Second thing, if you followed a lot of that stuff from the trial, it was shown that Amber Heard was doing a lot of lying. She exaggerated a lot of things, and there was a lot of evidence that showed that she abused him right back. It was one of these, mutually abusive relationships. Now, I'm not saying that the judge shouldn't have thrown out the case. I'm just saying I think you're oversimplifying the whole thing. And I think we also need to be careful. I mean, I agree with you. You got to protect the victims and make sure you don't have these slap suits. But if you take away the ability for somebody to challenge an accusation, then you just deemed them guilty by accusation, and that's just as bad.
Okay, Dan, let me raise a couple of things, and I want to correct something you said on a legal basis. You said there was a libel case in the UK, and he didn't win because there wasn't enough proof that he was libeled. That is also, there's a doctrine called collateral estoppel. In other words, you don't have to have the same lawsuit or the same defendant. If the core fact issue is the same, that can stop you from saying something different elsewhere. So the issue is not whether Amber Heard was a party. The issue is whether there were issues in that case that give rise to collateral estoppel. In my view, they do. In other words, if he wasn't libeled according to that suit, why was he libeled here? Especially here, when it was an article that was drafted with the ACLU about abuse in general without naming him. That's number one. Number two, you said, I think they were mutually abusive. Then this should have been dismissed. then she, the fact that she wrote an article without even naming him, with the ACLU, saying there's a crisis of abuse, is true. And if they were mutually abusive, even though he wasn't named, but even if he thought it implied that it was he was abusive too. They were both abusive, apparently. I don't know. I'm not a follower of either one of them as an actor. I've seen their stuff occasionally. So what I'm getting at are slap suits. There are going to be women come along who did not abuse the guy. He was not mutually abusive. And if a guy can put in a text, Dan, that says, let's burn Amber's body after we drown her, and I will F her to make sure she's dead. I'm a judge. I see that. I'm like, Johnny Depp, get the hell out of my courtroom. Get out of my courtroom. Okay. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. She could have printed that in the Washington Post article. She should have. That is, and attached a copy of it. Attached a copy of it. We want to get rid of slap suits. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Dick?
Well, in a similar situation, we've got a state in this country that...
Can you talk a little louder, Dick? I can't really hear you. Maybe Sam can jack the volume up.
Well, we've got a state in this country that's thinking about electing somebody with these very issues. I mean,
in Missouri? Or where?
What is wrong with Georgia thinking about electing somebody like Herschel Walker? First of all, he's unqualified, but he's got some issues, Matt.
Right. Yeah. Let me pick up on that, Dick. The Herschel Walker is a great football player. He's the greatest football player that ever played at the University of Georgia. Great pro player. I always like seeing Herschel compete. And, you know, frankly, I have some sympathy for him, not as a candidate, but, you know, these guys got hit on the head a lot, you know, especially guys, you know, they're smashed at the line. To me, and I'm not a doctor, but I mean, to me, looking at him, I've seen the same cognitive decline that you see in some football players who get beat on the head their entire life. For everybody out there, Herschel Walker pulled a gun on his wife, stuck it to her head and said, I'm going to blow your effing brains out. To his wife. He admits it too. He then said, I have mental health issues. I have mental health issues. And then when he speaks now, he's slurred. And it's not Alzheimer's. What it is how many times the guy get hit in the head? And the helmets, I think back when, you know, I'm hoping they got a little better, but you know, take a look at those hits, okay? Now, if the guy gets in, he doesn't know up from down. He doesn't know anything. That vote is going to be cast by whoever Trump and his donors stick in as chief of staff, just like Strom Thurmond, okay? That's what's going on. Raphael Warnock, whom he's running against, is the minister in the same church that Martin Luther King was the minister, and he's a great senator. You know, what are we missing here? Excellent point. The second point is there's a guy named Eric Greitens down in Missouri who was the governor, and it turned out that he was accused by his wife of abusing her. And apparently there was some waitress that he, you know, had something with, and apparently I think she allegedly liked to spank her. You know, in the Iliad, you'll have these kind of Homeric epithets like swift-footed Achilles and glancing-eyed Athena. They always stick a phrase. This would be, you know, Eric Greitens, the waitress spanker. I mean, I don't know why the Democrats don't take the gloves off, because he is ahead in the polls. He's ahead in the polls in Missouri. In Missouri. I mean, if Homer were writing this in the Iliad, he'd say, Greitens, the waitress spanker. I mean, what's going on here? People are sticking up for Johnny Depp, Eric Greitens. For God's sake, Herschel Walker. Guy pulls a gun to his wife's head, says, I'll blow your effing brains out, or I'm going to burn your corpse and drown it and eff it. You know, hey, guys, we don't want you and your kind, okay? We don't want you and your kind. We want real men. We want real men, okay? Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.